Miller.
Welcome to Tiger Turf Talk. In today's podcast, we are diving into round two of the Softball Little League World Series Women's Grounds Crew. In this series, we will get to learn about what exactly is going on the field, the life journey of the woman, and how they got to where they are today. And lastly, the advice they have for our turf students. I hope you enjoy this episode of Tiger Turf Talk.
Welcome back to another episode of Tiger Turf Talk here at the Softball Little League World Series here in Greenville, North Carolina. We are here at Elm Street Park at Stalling Stadium. Such a beautiful place with Sarah and Cheryl. We are so excited to have them here. So how's your guys' experience been? Obviously, you're both returners, which is awesome, yeah. And it's great to see. How's it been being back and seeing it all sort of come back together again?
It's cool. Fancy words will elude me during this talk, but it is phenomenal. It's great to be back. I've been looking forward to coming back basically since I left. So it's been great.
Yeah, it's really amazing how quick a year goes. I felt very like deja vu yesterday when I walked in and I had seen Liz cleaning base. And I was like, did you even go home or were you
here? Those look pretty clean. Did it take you 365 days? I'm just curious.
But just to see her smiling face, like it made me feel so good on the inside. And I was like, I was so happy to see her.
It's excited. Like coming back to a family. Yeah. And we have new people as part of our family now, too.
We do.
So it's really cool.
We do. So now we're getting to know all new people. And family is expanding.
Of course.
We're multiplying.
So you're talking about the nostalgia and everything.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, obviously, for the rest of the week being here? You know, that first step back into it and being able to see everything and looking forward to where we're going for the rest of the week.
Getting to talk to the new girls that have come in. Getting more time spent with them one-on-one and hearing their stories and finding out what their goals are, and then, you know, we as the older generation,
being
too old.
Oldies.
No, you're not. No, you are not.
You know.
I mean, high schoolers, yeah.
Us Coast Camp was great, too, but any direction that we can help these young girls go in, and, you know, just to make sure when they leave here at the end of this, to know that they can call any of us if they have any questions about anything, or, you know, they need advice or anything. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
I love it.
And hopefully good weather.
Always a big one. Always a big one.
We gotta have good weather.
Yeah, so that was very altruistic for you. I'm looking forward to that, too. But I am, like, really excited that I get to mow again tomorrow.
Oh!
Because I work in an office now. And I'm still in the industry. Obviously, I do water stuff for the City of Phoenix Parks. Got to plug it. But,
shout out City Phoenix Parks.
I don't do field work anymore, so I am pretty excited to be here. I get to mow tomorrow, and I'm just stoked about that. But what Cheryl said about getting to meet new people, and especially women in the industry, and see people be so excited for this job and this passion that we have is really invigorating, and it helps me, like, national conference really gets me back into the mindset to keep going for another year, and this is just like that.
It's like a midway point, right?
It is.
It's like yes, we're doing good. Yeah. This is moving forward, right? Absolutely. And that's awesome. Obviously, you know, we've had a lot of different experiences. There are so many different stories coming into, again, such an incredible group of people. Where did you guys sort of find this industry, and how has it sort of been your journey, obviously, with Little League and obviously many different roles in your career? What has it been like for you guys to come and see sort of your story, and where we'll stick to your story and what you guys have experienced in this industry?
I think for a lot of us, we just kind of fell into this industry. I was very lucky to grow up in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So I knew what the Little League World Series was when I was a little kid, because I was going to it and running around and probably giving security all kinds of hassles.
No doubt.
And randomly, I got a call from my great aunt the one day who worked in the kitchen in the complex there. And she's like, hey, maintenance needs summer help. You know, you need a job. And I was like, yeah. So I started just parking cars during tournament, doing trash, cleaning the stadium, you know, whatever I could do. And then that led to, hey, go pull weeds on the warning track, you know, at Lomity Stadium. And then I was like, okay, well, that's really cool. And then it was, hey, wash spaces. And then it just one step snowball after another, and it snowballed. And before you know it, I'm like, wow, I really love doing this stuff. And then it was a whole nother path to figure out that I could do this as a career,
yeah,
per se. Yeah, 15 years total with Little League has been absolutely awesome and great. I learned so much. I've got to work with some of the best people in this industry, go to some very great educational opportunities, and
that's incredible.
See, I'm learning too, because I didn't know exactly how you got started in
this. That's how I just kind of just fell into it.
That's what's great about
and
this.
I was going to school in Boston for criminal justice. There you go.
Was it criminal justice? You know,
no, it was criminal justice. Sorry, I had to mind it for a second. So
it's a lot of crime in Boston. I'm just saying.
So my roommates and I would skip class. Sorry, don't do that.
Don't skip class.
Do whatever you want. That's all I have to say.
Go to school.
And I know you all skip my class if you're listening, students.
Don't skip.
And
this.
We're sitting there at Fenway, and I'm, you know, watching the grounds crew come out, and I'm telling my roommates, like, oh, this is what they're doing, you know, and they're just like, why are you so, like, why do you want to talk about this?
They're like, we love you, but stop, okay?
Like, yeah, exactly. And then they're like, why don't you just go to school to do this? And it was like,
you want me to leave?
It would save me a lot of money, definitely. So that's how I kind of ended up figuring out that I wanted to do this.
Yeah. So. That's awesome. How about you, Sarah?
Well, a little bit different. I was watching football because I love sports. Did somebody just...
Yeah.
Anyway, we're in a shed, for those that don't know, right next to the field, so...
It was either somebody hitting their head or
it was a foul ball right off the back.
So I was watching a football game when I was a junior in high school, and I looked at my dad and I said, who takes care of the field?
Oh, I remember this story. This is really a story. I remember this from last year.
I cried telling the story last year. I cried so much last year.
Yes, thank you.
Kelly, I blame you. I blame you, Kelly.
I hope you're listening.
We will tag you when we put this out on Twitter, just to remind you.
Crying Kelly.
The Kelly Lynch crying experience.
But we love you. It's okay.
We do.
Well, we do. But yes, so I looked at my dad and I said, who does that? And my dad, being the awesome human being that he is, realized that there was something there. And he came home the next day. And yes, I am old. He came home with the giant book of colleges by major.
Yeah.
And he had already found turf grass.
That's so awesome.
And
that's
he flipped it open to that. And he goes, look, you could go to all these schools and learn about this. And so we started visiting colleges, and been to a few, and we went out to Colorado State, and the second I stepped on campus, I was like, oh, this is where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And I was a nerd. I had really good grades, so I realized, I have automatic admission for this school. Like, this is cool. That's awesome. I don't have to worry
about
this.
She's like, I'm going to take my senior year off now.
No, I did not. I was a very good student, and I went to class.
Yep.
Why am I waving my finger at you?
60% of the time. Sorry.
Yeah. No. I would have been the one that
I was a principal's son. I can't leave.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran track, though. So, like, it didn't make any sense for me to leave and then come back for practice.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's what I wanted to do.
I have kids who do that. I'm like, why? Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? That takes way too much energy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I ended up going to Colorado State. I did 3 summers in minor league baseball. Realized I loved baseball. I had actually thought I was going to go for football. And I was like, I got totally sucked in.
There's an itch.
Addicted to baseball. Yeah. So went to school, worked on the grounds crew there, did baseball and softball. I never played baseball or softball. Again, I ran track. And then first job was in minor league baseball outside of Chicago as the head groundskeeper for the Kane County Cougars for 3 years.
Very nice.
And then realized, you know, Illinois is not the state I want to live in, even though there's some really amazing, one of my best friends still lives there.
Yeah. But
I got a job out in Phoenix for the spring training for the Milwaukee Brewers, which was a City of Phoenix managed facility. So I did that for 6 years. Yeah. And then in 06, I got a job still with the City of Phoenix for the Reach 11 Sports Complex, which at the time was just opening with 10 soccer fields, and then it expanded to 18 soccer fields, plus 4 Little League baseball fields, plus 20 miles of trail system. And I was there for 15 years, and then I got the job I currently have, which is still City of Phoenix, so I have 21 years with the City of Phoenix.
Yeah.
And now I'm the water resource manager, so I oversee all of our parks' water consumption. I help with pesticide licensing. I teach a 5-level irrigation class.
Very nice.
Just do a lot of different things with the City of Phoenix. Still am the turf grass person. So I get my hands in everything, but
just not the mower, and that's tomorrow.
Just not the mower, and I was so excited. Yeah.
And it's just great to hear, you know, how far, you know, you've come from where you started to where you are now. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that I always love talking about, some of the experiences that sort of stuck with you throughout your career, you know, something that, you know, had such a large impact on you as a worker, as a human being. What might be one of those moments? And no, you cannot use last year's Little League World Series. I'm putting that out there. Sorry. That, you know, sort of shaped who you are and how you go about doing, you know, sports field management.
A hard one to answer without including last year's experience.
Well, okay, you can include it. I just thought that was a little bit of cheating, you know, because everyone cried and it was incredible.
Well, I would say that, I'll give you some time to think. Yeah. I would say that you can learn from every situation, and my first few areas. Sorry, my watch just buzzed. People don't text me. I don't know what's going on. My first few experiences, you know, you're always going to work with people that you don't maybe click so well with, or that have a very different work ethic than you do, or manage differently.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about how I didn't want to manage, as well as how I did want to manage. So I kind of got my, I'm not going to ask my staff to do anything that I wouldn't do attitude.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's something that carries so much weight.
Yeah. I don't want to go move the snake myself. That's terrifying. But I found a way also, that I
that's
other
my
to
line.
It.
That's There's, my line. I will not move the snake.
So you sit me in the back of a gator. Sorry, safety analyst Stephanie OSHA. Yeah. Just ignore this.
OSHA
part
violation.
Don't sit in the back
so
of gators.
So I sat in the back of the gator. We had a 6-foot snake pole. You back me up to the snake. I'll grab the snake. Then you drive me to where I can let the snake go.
This is like that is impressive.
So that's
human ingenuity
I will not
right there.
Be on the ground with the snake, but I will move the snake.
You think you go to school to be a turf grass manager, but there's this thing called other duties
as assigned
that you end up doing.
Watch for that on a job description because it can be anything.
Literally anything.
Yeah, yes. Anything.
Literally cleaning bathrooms,
but. To kind of piggyback off that a little bit, every experience, there's literally something to learn from every experience you go through. Yes. Even the really terrible ones, jobs you don't want to do, the people you don't necessarily maybe want to work with, there is something to learn there for everybody. Mm-hmm. And all in all, it's going to make you full circle, better person and everything. Mm-hmm. So,
and learning how to handle those situations, the being able to work with someone who you have differences with and being able to respect that person enough to work with them and have them work with you.
Yeah.
That really, every day of your life on your job is a job interview for the next job that you want.
Absolutely.
So you you're not going to have your A game every day. There's definitely bad days, but as long as you're 90%+ of the time being mm-hmm. your best self, and you have the wherewithal to go to your supervisor and say, look, I'm having a rough day. You know, they can't coddle you, but at least they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fortunate to have some really great, really great supervisors and work with some great teams. So, as well as the other side of the spectrum, but we all have that.
I still did not really think of a good answer to your question.
It's totally fine. Totally fine.
There's been a lot of really great experiences, and like I couldn't pinpoint a specific time or date, but to make it through, you know, 15 worlds, you know, Little League World Series or softball World Series. Absolutely. Or regional tournaments, and see kids happy, see them do something as a team.
Saw some of them bring their kids back.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So that's incredible.
You know, seeing volunteers every year and catching up with them. There's not like one specific moment, but just many moments put together, and it's like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. Like, I'm doing okay. You know, you're changing. I mean, you're making memories with these people.
Yes.
They're always going to remember that field. They're always going to remember that moment.
That's the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm. And you get to wake up every day and be happy to go to work.
Yeah.
This is my huge. My professor's line. We're in the memory making business.
We are.
Yeah.
We really are.
Mm-hmm. We're in the personal safety and memory making business.
Except for, you know, the gator and the 6-foot pole.
Yeah. I was keeping
technically rattlesnakes is not in the OSHA handbook. Yeah. So, you know,
I was keeping somebody from getting bit by a snake.
It's very true. Very true.
And I was,
we appreciate
bit by that.
We have neither. Yeah. I wouldn't either. But I love how you bring up the point of, like, you know, the idea of, you know, creating so many incredible moments in someone's life, you know. Something that I try and get my kids to understand, you know, because it's something that we all sort of lose in a sense, is like how small we actually are in this world when it comes to the number of people. You talk about the amount of players that are here this week. You talk about the coaches. You talk about the fans. Every single person has their own memories, and the impact that you had and the impact that you both had, whether it's, you know, a minor league baseball game, whether so like a dad brought his son mm-hmm. for the first game at, you know, in Chicago, in Illinois, you know, like then the kid fell in love with baseball and that was everything to him. Mm-hmm. And it all was a result of your work. Or Little League, you know, you watch the World Series on TV and
players,
all the stories that they bring up. This kid got here because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Gives me goosebumps.
Exactly. And I think it's just so incredible, you know, what you guys do.
Was it the Texas team that played this today? The orange team?
Yes.
After the game, we're out there cleaning up, and they're all walking by, and this one little girl, she looks up, and she's like, thank you! Yeah. And I was like,
yeah.
I love you!
Yeah. You're so amazing! You
know, yeah.
It's like, really great. What is it, the little girl in the Minions who's like, it's so fluffy, I'm gonna die! That's the voice I have had in my head for like 2 weeks. Everybody's like, are you excited to go to this thing? And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And they're like, you don't make that noise. Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
And they're gonna remember.
And it's so cool. So sorry if I just screeched your ears.
You're good.
They're gonna remember this trip forever, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah. I had, you know, players that had come through Williamsport, they've been in the majors. Some of them have been in the majors.
Cody Bellinger.
For years crazy. Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally was standing right next to that team.
Yeah.
You know, that year. And so it's really kind of cool to see all that happen.
You touch a lot of lives in a non-creepy way. Somebody just ran by.
Also,
and I'm all,
what we think happening? Too, like, it is important to remember the bigger picture, right? Mm-hmm. We're out there and we want to make them as safe as field as possible and like the best field as possible. Mm-hmm. And not to be so hard on ourselves. I think that's important too. Like if you mm-hmm. make a mistake in something, mm-hmm. like if one little piece of dirt is not, you know, don't let it ruin your day.
Yeah.
They're still having the time
they're
of their
still
life.
Having a great time. And I work for the parks department.
Doing the best job.
So many people spend so much time in city parks.
Yeah.
that, like, just the impact that we have, they don't know who we are. Yeah. They don't, mm-hmm. they're not going to be like, oh yeah, that girl, that was Sarah, you know, because I'm, that's not why we do what we do. We just love our jobs.
Exactly.
We like to just stay in the background and,
like, we're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good day when we don't get talked about.
Yeah.
But it has been really amazing to have the people be so appreciative here and to have the announcers. And a welcome to the field, the women's, you know, grounds crew. Mm-hmm. And then the people to clap. Like, it seems silly and a little egotistical, but it feels good.
No, it's not.
To be recognized.
That is not.
And I think that's the wrong word, but that's not why we do
it's
what
not
we
what,
do.
It's not why you've done it for so long and what you love about it, but
it's really...
Those are the things that keep you going.
Yes, and it's like, it's just really nice, and we get that appreciation from our peers and our coworkers.
But beyond that.
But beyond that, in the bigger picture, it's just nice to have the team... Mm-hmm. say something, especially when it's a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And it also gives me a little bit, I don't have a lot of faith in humanity right now. I'm going to just tell you flat out, the world's crazy. But that girl saying that was like, okay, there's a spark.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to see the light, you know. I see it in my kids. That's why I do what I do. I'm always asked, like, why are you a high school teacher? Really, you're good. It's sunblock, in the words of Kelly.
It's sunblock.
Sunblock.
no, I'm just sweating.
I'm sorry. I should get a fan in here.
That's all right. Guinea pigs.
No. We're the first ones in here for today.
Yeah, we're the first ones in the shed.
Yeah, well, all of last year it was hot.
The door's open.
Yeah, it is.
I want to be in here with you.
I'm just going to poke a hole back here so we get airflow. Chris, don't look in the back of the shed. Brian, it was Chris if he's asked.
Yeah, I want to know.
But, you know, when you bring up all these incredible things, like you, the other thing that I think is so important about sort of the recognition of it is, like, the SFMA has done a phenomenal job with the rebranding of our organization. Yes. And it's again, where the game begins, you know. And the way that I sort of put it with my kids is, like, this is our stage, and we're the stage managers. The athletes are the actors and all that. Like, without the stage manager, the play doesn't happen. So you guys are setting a worldwide stage right now every single day. And that's something that should be, again, appreciated by many. So,
well, my friend was texting me. She's like, "Are you there yet?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm here." She goes, "I'm watching it on TV."
I'm watching for you.
And I'm all, "Oh, I don't want to be on TV." No. But it's exciting that this is getting that recognition. Also for the kids and for, to be all crazy feminist, but for women's sports.
No, and it should.
For the equality of it. And I'm not in any way against boys' sports. I think boys' sports are fantastic, too. Yeah. My brother played baseball, Little League. And I love going to that stuff, too. But it's just really nice to see the recognition there and the, you know, it's not just face value. They're really, this whole Little League group is really doing the best they can.
Yeah.
Make it that phenomenal experience.
And I think it's been incredible seeing, you can definitely speak on this more than me, the growth of it from where it was even just 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was before it came here, but, like, even over the last 2 years.
So, like, Portland.
So, like, over the last 2 years, you're talking about, you know, bringing in the international teams since COVID, bringing in the professional games yesterday, you know, like... It's the same thing, sort of like, again, Little League in Williamsport having the, is it the cross-cutter?
Major League Classic game.
Exactly. Like, it's
Stadium.
It's not only, again, putting a spotlight on a female sport, it's also amplifying the possibilities for females everywhere in all facets, you know. Last night was umpire, all-female crew, grounds crew,
awesome,
all-female crew,
that was
and
great.
The teams,
I
you know.
I think it's really, we're just like, getting the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, because it's
Where this could go, and
it's
things we could
so
do
many things that little girls don't grow up. Like, I was a junior in high school before it even occurred to me that I could do something like this.
I was already going to college for something criminal justice and that I didn't want to, you know.
And my dad just recognized that, yeah, she's always outside in the garden, like the flower garden. I love being outside doing stuff. Like, my brother was like, I don't want to mow the lawn. And I was like, can I?
Yeah, that was kind of like me, too. Yeah.
Did you have a zero turn, or were you push mowing?
No, we were push mowing.
You're so dedicated.
Oh, I had a riding mower.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're, you know, dedicated.
Big mower.
I kind of hate her now.
I'm just push mower.
We had a big lawn.
I lived on a farm. Like, I had a lot of... Oh, okay. I lived down the country, though, so I had a lot to mow.
You probably had a half acre of
it. Yeah.
It's funny, though. I don't know. I think growing up where I did helped me kind of get in this industry, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always outside as a kid, so...
Yeah.
Of course, as an adult, I want
to
be outside.
We went to a ton of... It was the Wichita Wranglers at that time. We went to... I was not whole gang kid. Mm-hmm. We went to a ton of games. We always... Yeah. We watched a lot of sports. I mean... There were 7 channels.
Yeah.
I was the remote. Like, there wasn't as many... There was a lot of sports on.
Yeah.
And not a lot of anything else. So. Yeah. But we grew up loving... I love sports. My mom loves baseball and football. And
well, and now you can watch so many more women's sports on TV as well.
Absolutely.
But I think... I mean, what, it started with the, you know, the women's team for the golf, you know... The PGA, LPGA yeah, stuff. There you go, the LPGA stuff. And
Cyprus,
you know,
right out there.
I can't
thank
remember.
Goodness, Olympic club. Thank goodness the they club. Yeah. It worked all out, and now we've come over to this side. This is my 3rd year coming to Greenville, and the 1st year it was just me and the boys.
The story of most of
it. Yeah, it was me and the boys. Sure. And it was fine, and like I was more than happy to be here. It was great, yeah, and I loved it. And
I like working with the boys. Don't get me wrong, but it's really boys nice to work with women. Boys are awesome. Woo!
Nah. sorry, I'm getting a little slap happy.
Sorry,
these guys here that we work with are awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Chris does a phenomenal job.
Chris and Jake and Jeff.
Shout them all
and
out.
Steven and Brad
are amazing.
Did I miss anybody? Brian.
They're amazing.
They're fantastic.
The way they support us.
Mm-hmm. And we support them.
Yeah. It's it feels really good. It really, it's like, I don't know how to, it's just a puzzle. We just all kind of fit. It just works.
I don't know either. It is. It's one of those, like, the planets have aligned and the stars are all shining and we all gel really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no scientific way to put it other than... We are here, we're like-minded, we are all having fun. And don't get me wrong, we have a ton of differences between us. Like
100%.
But we all have that one common goal.
We are extremely different people, but we have that goal in mind. And it's really nice to be around people that share your passion. Because I could talk turf way more hours than people want to hear it. And here,
except for the people that are here,
people here are okay with that. But I'm like, you know, I'll start talking about something at work and I'll look at my boss and he's all...
He's like,
Sarah, you need to... too much.
There's a code word.
Too much. Watermelon.
Pineapple.
Yeah. Binoculars.
I think it's exciting. I can't wait to see what happens in the future. And, you know, it's whether we build or grow or whatever, or move on and start doing some other women's sporting events, that'd be cool.
Or maybe some men's.
I've heard some great talks about possibilities and what could happen and working those out.
I think we've shown that we can do this. Like
absolutely.
We've every single female in their industry has proven that they can do it over and over.
And it's expanding every year.
Right. And we're growing.
But
so it means it's
people
working.
Are paying attention.
100%.
And they're seeing it and not.
And being able to talk about the background of it and everything.
Yeah. And it's, again, I don't want to get all political with it or anything, but it's just.
You can.
Really, I'm not really a political
kind of. I'm not either, but you can if you need to.
I just really think it's important that we all recognize the difference that we make, no matter what we do, that every minute that you're alive, you're influencing someone. And it's a little overwhelming. and a little creepy and a little deer in the headlights when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't go to conference to be seen.
Yeah.
I just want to have fun, and I want to walk around and talk to my friends, and I want to meet new people, and I want to network, and I want to go to this class because I want to hear about this. And then somebody comes up to you and says, I saw you at this, and that really impacted my life. And then you're like, I don't even remember doing that.
Dr. Devin Carroll.
That's one of them.
It was so incredible. I can't believe it took me a year to hear that story.
I have to.
I missed Sunday of the Little League World Series, and then it came up in the women's luncheon at SF May. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa! Oh my
God. I cried there.
That's incredible.
I cried in many places.
See, for me, it was Amy Foudy.
Yeah.
Like, I had always followed Amy. Like, I knew who Amy was and, like, her stuff and everything. And then when I got to meet her last year, I was just
That's
like,
awesome.
Oh my God, Amy Foudy, like, it was Amy Foudy!
Amy, I love you.
Well, yeah, like, because I had, like, Abby McNeil graduated right before I did at Colorado State. So, mm-hmm. And I was able to hang with her quite a bit because she worked for the Broncos after that. So I was fortunate enough to really work directly with my mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I've also known Amy, and I've, you know, there's that small handful that we've known
mm-hmm. yeah.
who they were.
And I've talked about that with mm-hmm. a couple of the younger people. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, everyone knew who you were. Everybody knew Abby. Everybody knew Amy. Everybody knew, you know, mm-hmm. the ones Heather. That are Heather, Nicole, like the mm-hmm. ones that are involved with SFMA, like mm-hmm. as a student, like I saw you guys from afar and knew mm-hmm. who you were. And I was interested, you know, mm-hmm. it was funny, the woman's luncheon. I was like, am I allowed to go to that? Like, cause this was when I was like younger. I was like, am I supposed to go? Yeah. Like, no,
guys
yes, yes, no.
100%.
So definitely something to put out there for you guys. And I was like, there's no way I'm missing it this year when we were in Salt Lake. To see sort of the impact that you guys have had and then be able to bring you here and be able to do these podcasts, be able to showcase what you guys do mm-hmm. and the influence that you guys have had on each other as well as this younger generation that's coming in.
He boosts our egos.
No, I'm not. It's just, it's so true though, you know? I still remember.
It's humbling.
I don't know if you remember this. You handed me my first ever Field of the Year award. Did you remember
that? Was that my president year?
Yeah. In that? Phoenix.
So that's pretty cool.
She doesn't remember it.
I
can pull the picture up if you want.
No, it's.
But that's what I'm like, saying. You know,
I am not a natural born public speaker.
100%.
So standing on that stage and having to hand out awards, which is
it was for like it was for like 20 minutes.
But I was really worried that I was going to fall down.
She's
in
like, don't drop the award. Don't
drop the award. Don't fall down. I'm like, why are you making me walk back and forth and back and forth? Just hand me the stuff.
Like, put a table right here in the middle and hand it to me.
That's cool.
So I don't remember a lot of that individually.
No, 100%.
I remember making an inside joke with one of the other people and their face, and I was like, "Oh crap! I just made you look terrible in pictures." But other than you know,
that's awesome, really it's like a full circle moment.
But
it's, cool. I mean, that whole being on the board and it still blows my mind that I was elected president. I was like, when they called me to tell me, I was like, what?
Excuse me? Do you have the right number?
Did you call the right person?
I know you said Sarah, but are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I mean, the person I was running against, I thought, oh, they just need somebody to run against this person.
Yeah.
Never.
So I feel on anything, like, anybody asked me to, okay, yeah, it's okay.
Sure. Cool. But it was fun, but it's all a blur.
Yeah.
It's a giant blur.
100%. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. Something that I was going into with that is, like, you guys are obviously becoming mentors to so many incredible young women here. What has that experience been like for you guys, you know, especially the ones that you got to meet last year and then see them again here? And then, again, so many new faces, you know, just the first group specifically, there were so many new faces that I was just like, wow, this is all brand new, right? What has that been like for you guys, you know, to be able to do that, whether, you know, at the women's luncheon, seeing everybody back together, taking a picture and all that, like, how has it been being a mentor in the sense of, again, the younger generation of female sports field managers?
Never really looked at myself as being a mentor to anybody, I guess.
But you are.
Well,
We are, but we don't.
Never looked at myself.
Think about like it that way. Like,
I just want to know who that person, whether younger or, yeah, or older, and mm-hmm. be like, hey, tell me, you know, about yourself, or, you know, what's
my goal? Something to learn. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. My goal was always here's somebody that if you need to talk to a female. Because sometimes you're dealing with stuff at work that, yeah, just having another female perspective is helpful.
100%.
And I've given my card to so many people and nobody's ever called me.
Yeah.
And so I literally, because Leah told me, she was like, you spent so much time talking to me after I spoke at the student event that she was at.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that one. But I remember.
I get it, Leah. You're more important. It's okay. I'm just kidding.
But she said, she was like, you know, you gave me your card and you were like, you know, totally call me if she remembers me saying that. And I said, but you never did. And she goes, but I knew I could.
Yeah. That, yeah.
And I was, yeah, like, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Like, I haven't. Again, you don't go out to be like, I'm going to be a mentor today.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, I think
it's just, it's, you don't, that's not how, yeah, we,
I think you said it perfectly though. You don't understand in a second how much you can influence someone, mm-hmm, you know,
in anything, male, female.
Oh, 100%.
Any kind of just being nice to somebody at the grocery store.
Yeah. You don't know.
The quote that I try to remember, everybody's going through something. So lead everything you do with kindness, mm-hmm, basically.
Yeah.
It's not always easy. I really wanted to turn around and yell at the kids sitting behind me on the airplane. But that dad was doing everything he could.
Figure you out.
That dad was really trying.
Oh, at least the dad was trying. And not paying attention.
He was like, trying. Actually paying attention. And, you know, so you have to let it go. Like,
I thought all year about things that transpired last year,
mm-hmm,
during this.
Yeah.
And I'm not so much just thinking about who am I mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. More like my mentors.
Yeah.
You know,
because they're here.
Now I have mentors that some of them I didn't even know that I didn't know them, mm-hmm, at all or anything about them.
I like to just call them friends.
Yeah. And you call them, mm-hmm, friends now. But some of the things that they said that I'm sure they don't remember saying.
The good things.
I thought about that all year. Mm-hmm. About, yeah, some things that were said and,
mm-hmm,
shared from the whole experience last year.
Mm-hmm. You know,
things you think about all year long, weigh on your mind, and, mm-hmm, how you can move forward, mm-hmm, trying to give that same, you know, same information as somebody else.
Yeah.
Whether that be another, mm-hmm, you know, woman in turf team, mm-hmm, women in turf team, or, you know, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You,
yeah,
across, so.
I always give a lot of talks, but like I always try and center around the fact that you, like, people always are like hesitant on social media, hesitant to go to do talks, to go to conferences, to go to like a field day or anything like that. I was like,
yeah,
you don't understand like what like a little bit of your time can do for this industry as a whole. You know, like it's something, again, it's a passion of mine to grow our industry in all ways, you know, through my classes, through this, through whatever we can do, you know. One of the, like, I just got an email from a kid yesterday that he's applying to Virginia Tech for turf grass. He's like, hey, can we, yay, sit down, do the application, and that's, get, awesome, a letter of recommendation? And like, cool, and that's, yeah, what I live for, you know. And it's just, it's things like just giving someone the time of day like that. It's so simple. Like, you don't, like you said, yeah, you don't understand. It's just something that I think you guys, again, do tenfold when you're here. And for all of us in SFMA, for everything you've done working through that and making connections, networking, all of that. And again, I like the revitalization thing. It really is like these, this, that, and then a couple other things throughout the year you probably have locally. What has it been like for you guys to be a part of this industry as a whole, and just really your experience and what would you be telling the younger generation, whether it's my kids back at school, or what would you be telling maybe like Liz, Kat, Piper, all the ones that are here now, you know?
Do you want to know what I told them today?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Take care of your body.
That's great advice.
That's number one.
Because great advice. I was told that, and I didn't listen.
Yeah.
And a lot of things hurt now.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to be whiny. I'm just saying.
No joke.
If you have the opportunity to work smarter and not harder, and not to really be careful with repetitive motion.
Yeah.
And you only get one set of eyes, and you only get the muscles that you have, and your ears, like, protect your hearing. Like, I mean, it's all this stuff. I feel like the 90-year-old woman, like.
Can I tell you something?
But it's
a lot of the people that I've been talking to, they're deaf, so I completely agree.
Wow. It's really
like I'm yelling at them and they're not responding. Yeah. Like, you got to get in front of their face and yell at them. Like,
you're gonna be on.
Stop wearing headphones when you mow grass.
Or use the
noise cancellation
headphones.
It's amazing.
It's a big deal. You know, you get to that point where you're like, ooh, okay, I've been in physical therapy 8 times now for this shoulder. Like, what do I do? You know, and your lower back hurts, and just take care of your body.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to make a decision.
Definitely the body thing. Strive for greatness and just, you know. Get out there, be a leader, go to these events, like you said, and, you know, it may be weird because you might be the only girl there, or maybe you're the only younger person there, but, you know, generally everybody in this industry is so welcoming and so nice and so polite. We all have so many different experiences, so learn what you can, ask questions, don't be afraid to reach out to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sun said something about stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
No,
not at all.
It's not easy. It's just not easy. Yeah. But if you talk to Abby and Amy about, so ask them about the Sarah from the early 2000s compared to the Sarah today. Not the same person. Same passions. But I'll actually talk to you now.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna hide against the wall and be scared to leave my room. And you know, if you're standing against the wall at a reception and you see me coming, you might want to run because I'm pulling you into the middle because we don't stand alone at those things.
Yeah.
So, just a heads up.
I don't think we will. We travel like an entourage now.
We need to get the little league on the back, just in bold block letters.
I was
bummed
I didn't get to go to the conference this year, but I want to go. I want to go to this next one. So.
Daytona, here we come.
It's a little closer. I can just drive down. So you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. One of the other girls was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come, so I don't want to get a room, and I'm all You've got a room if you end up being able to come.
Like,
call somebody.
Yeah.
Sleep on the floor. Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah.
Tell us to get a devil.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's.
Yeah.
That's. You make family. It's more than friends. You make family when you step out of your comfort zone. You join in.
100%.
I mean, it's been a long road, and I am still so thankful for Ross Kirkab for that. The first conference I went to in Colorado Springs. See, I'm old.
I don't know what year that was, so I'm
like
sorry.
98.
I'm not going to tell you where I was in 1998.
You were in elementary school or something. You weren't born yet?
I was 3.
Nice.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, I walked into the lunch.
I'm sorry.
I graduated high school in 1998. Oh man.
I was in college. But I walked into the room and like I felt like everybody turned and was staring at me. And if Ross Kirkcap hadn't said, like, stood up and yelled, "Sarah, come sit with me," I was 2 seconds away from running for my life and just hiding for the rest of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So it's those things that make the impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, something that I it's centered around this event. Obviously, you know, it's been many years that you've put so much time and energy into this industry and all the work that you've done. What did it mean to you for this to, you know, become a reoccurring, you know, event for all the Women in Turf team and for new Women in Turf, everything that has to deal with, again, such an incredible event, the Softball League World Series here in Greenville?
I don't think that I have words for that yet, because I've been in the industry, literally on my player card, it says 1996, because I joined the association in 96. So it took from 1996 until 2022.
Yeah.
I never even thought it would happen. And it's really amazing.
Yeah,
it's just, I'm not going to cry.
I'm not trying to make you cry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much the answer.
That's Kelly's job.
Most of us thought, like, not a thing that would ever.
Pipe dream.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Like, we knew, like, oh, there's a couple girls, but, you know, everybody's working, and, like, there's no way we could organize all this.
Sun and Nina. Sorry, there was a big dragonfly. Sun or is that Nina. A bee? I don't know. That thing is huge.
I mean, it's crazy.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
Yeah.
Ninja moves. Oh, it's
like a cat with a laser pointer. Do
you want me to say it? No, I'm not going to say it.
It's back.
I know. I'm like, it's
no, but you're saying
it's awesome. Yeah. Like, it's unbelievable. And I'm so excited to see where the future goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger generation, they keep showing up, and it's like, oh, this is awesome.
Do you know how many guys have told me in the last week, oh my god, what you're doing is so cool, and I'm so jealous that you get to go to this?
Yeah,
that's true. Like,
I forgot about that part.
That's one of the best things. A lot of guys are so, and I'm not out here trying to make guys in the industry jealous, but we have our thing.
Yeah,
and this, you know, you have Williamsport, you can go to that. But I'm going to infiltrate that at some point, too.
Yeah, so deal with that.
No,
that's not a dragonfly.
That's not a dragonfly. That was the biggest bee I have ever seen.
It's a cicada.
Okay, it's a
cicada wasp.
Disgusting large insect.
That's a cicada wasp, I believe.
Okay, see, I can handle the snake. Because the snake does not fly.
I can't handle a snake. I'd rather that.
No, yeah. I don't want
I can smack the living crap out of that thing.
It is cool, though, because...
Yeah, sorry. That was, like, a really good point you were making.
And we all interrupted. I'm sorry.
Printed it all out.
It is, though. There are a lot of guys that are like, oh that's so cool. You get to go do that. And
yeah, my friend's husband... I'm like sending him, ha ha. Yeah, I'm like, so Trevor.
Check it out.
I got How's a cool job feel? Now, yeah. don't I?
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Right, exactly. So it's
great
just,
movie, by the way.
It's kind of funny. To feel the tables turn a little bit, and it's refreshing.
Yeah.
Because I don't look at it as I'm trying to be more valuable than any male. I just want to be seen as the same. I want to be respected for doing the job in the same way, you know? So that's the thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm fortunate that my employer doesn't pay women less.
Yeah.
But unfortunately a lot do. And I don't want to go on. We're going to cut that out. But it's really great to get the recognition again of you have a cool job.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And people need to know that it's an option. And
mm-hmm.
being seen by the players here.
That's really.
Yeah. And
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. all their parents, everybody in the stands that mm-hmm. comes to watch this team, then they get the bonus footage of seeing like an all female grounds crew out there, which I think is pretty cool.
It gives them that. And the umpires.
How many times do we hear the fans and people in the stands being like, "Oh, that's so cool!"
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Remember the little girl last year that wanted her signature.
They now know that this is a career option, and they're seeing women do things that they've never necessarily seen women do before. And I'm hoping that while I don't go out every day thinking I'm a mentor or thinking I'm going to be encouraging, that maybe a little girl out there won't think of the thing that she loves and go, but I'm not a boy.
And I think what's so incredible about all that is, like, again, I've got to know you guys before the event, you know, very, not as close as we are now, but there's no one more deserving, specifically, again, I'm not going to say OGs, but you two, Sun, Nina, Amy, who have put in so much time, energy, and dedication for making our industry better and making the lives better for all of our athletes across the country. So I want to thank you for everything that you do. And I am so happy that this has happened for you guys, and continuously hoping to grow into something that's incredible, you know, that is something bigger than everything, you know.
Well, I want to watch the young girls.
Yes.
Follow up.
100%.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And they are.
Forward to that.
They
are. They're already.
I also want to watch their podcast to see what they have to say.
I won't watch this one. No,
yeah. Sorry. Not watching this one.
Won't watch. I don't ever
see
watch
what
myself.
What the young ones have to say.
It's funny. A lot of people are like, "You watch your podcast?" I'm like, "No, I don't." The only time I ever watch anything is if I have to edit something, and that's I usually try and hope that I don't have to. But like, it's incredible to, you know.
Well, Drew, has anybody thanked you for coming here and doing this and bringing recognition to us? So I think it's
appreciated. It's
so, you know, it's nice. Give a big shout out to Drew
for coming here,
have to do that.
Supporting us.
I appreciate
and
it.
Being a part of our team. You're out there sweating with us. You're out there working with us. And we couldn't do this without you and your help. So
I appreciate you. That. No, of course.
And all of our supporters for sponsors.
I don't
have the list in front of me. I wish I could read it, but
we love our sponsors.
We've been
so well supported for helping get us here and allowing us to do this.
Yeah.
That
they're keeping us fed.
They're keeping us fed. They're keeping us in showers.
We get to sleep at night.
We get to sleep in a hotel. We don't have to stay.
We have a way
to
get to the stadium and back.
Yeah.
Shout out to SFMA.
Yes.
Bulldog Equipment. Odie's Field Experts, Ewing Sports Turf, The Mott's Group, Pure Seed, Sod Solutions, Enview, Underhill, and PBI Gordon. Shout out to all of you for making this possible.
You guys are awesome.
Shout out to that man right there, Mr. Chris Ball.
Mr. Chris Ball. Mr. Whoop, whoop. Chris Ball in the house.
And baby butter.
Yeah. He just walked by with his wife and his son, and his son is so adorable.
Oh my gosh. You missed it yesterday. We were working on the field, and Chris went to go get him, and they were already down here somehow, and he walks out, and his, like, you were here. He's like, "Daddy!" I'm like, I can't even take this.
That's cute.
That is the cutest thing ever, you know?
It's adorable because it's somebody else's children.
Well, no, but I understand. I understand all that, but like, you know.
But it's awesome.
He just threw up his dad. He threw up his hands. He was so happy to see his dad.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And it's, we're all here helping people with their families, and they're doing this. They're taking time away from their families to come help us out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a great event.
Absolutely.
All sides of it.
Now, where would you guys love to see this go? You know, obviously, there's been discussions with different groups, events. What would be like your dream spot for this event to occur? You know, from biggest events, we have a great one coming up that's only happening in 1 year. You guys talked about that at all?
Well, I think that there's so many politics involved that it's hard to get really, like, this just, the stars aligned and everything worked out. I would love to see, even if it's not an all-female crew, I would just love to see more women involved in, you know, your MLS and your Olympic championships. and your high level.
I'm thinking, I don't know, again, maybe Dr. Shrocken can set this up, but one site for the World Cup.
So, I mean, that would be crazy good.
Yeah, that would be a great place to start.
The amazing thing, though, about the softball one is that we're a lot more visible during the game.
100%. Yeah.
So as far as making an impact with women in terms of potential newcomers to the industry,
I think this is... And we don't want this to go away in any way, shape, or form. Exactly. Just so people know, I'm just saying, expanding.
Can you imagine an all-female grounds crew at the World Series?
Or Super Bowl or something like that.
But it's just that kind of stuff. Yeah. But again, it doesn't have to be all female.
No, it doesn't.
We're not trying to take over the world. Yeah. World domination. You haven't seen the Barbie movie, go see it. Yeah.
I have not seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Is it worth it? Because it would take a lot. It would take a lot for me to go see the Barbie
movie. I heard it's good.
I thought it was really good. I just think that people get so up in arms one way or the other. If you just,
I'm not sure what that means, but okay,
because it is very matriarchy versus patriarchy. Oh,
okay. Wait a second, isn't it a doll?
One-sided versus I don't believe that it has to be all or all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we can work together here.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it would be great to see more women involved in all levels.
Absolutely.
And we have to get more women that want to do the job and let them know that it is a career. And this takes a lot of planning and a lot of work. So again, Sun, Nina, Amy, Chris, they are more amazing kudos to you guys. But you almost need somebody who is it's their full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a progression. And
also shout out to Little League for
Little League has been Ashley Miller.
We love you, Little League. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're on that list too. You're on that list too of sponsors. We appreciate
you. For allowing us to come in and helping us be a part of this.
So amazing.
And they make it happen. Yeah. That's what's awesome.
I hope we can keep doing this for a long time, whether it's here or somewhere else. But I hope we can keep doing this for a long time and do more.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever that goes.
Yeah, I don't have plans of world domination. I'm not pinky in the brain.
We're just trying to make it to the sixth inning today.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's just
trying to make it there. Oh, my gosh, please.
I got the icy hot in the shed.
Oh, gosh.
I still think it's, I never expected this to happen. So I'm still processing.
Processing this one, right?
I'll be sitting in a podcast with.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Talking about the awesome women in our industry and
absolutely.
The event we're working. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It doesn't get better than this. And I hope that I always have the opportunity to come back, or even if I'm not on the crew, I still want to be here cheering.
Yeah.
Just to be a part of it. And it's not even a resume builder. It's a life builder.
Yeah,
it is. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. Great. And I think what was really cool is from year one to year two, there was a large number of people like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
People we've never heard of before, people that are in this industry that were like, whoa, where were you?
And now we're bringing over the golf industry.
We turned on the Zoom the week before, and I was like,
there's so many new faces. I don't know half of these people,
and that was amazing. That's what we want. I want there to be so many women in the industry that you don't remember my name.
Yeah.
Because everybody seems to know my name. because you gave your card to everybody. That's true. I do give away a lot of cards.
You gave your card to everybody.
But when there's five women in the industry, it's easy to remember our names.
Yeah.
You have one in five to pick the right one.
Sorry.
You know,
one in five.
One in five. So it's really fantastic to have more people. And I, that just made my day when I turned that on. And it was like, awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, like, I remember when Sun emailed me or texted me, I forget what it was, about kids, you know, when it came to Julie from my alumni to
oh my gosh,
now.
She's amazing.
She loved Julie.
She is great.
I know. Where's Julie?
She's in Kansas City.
Yeah. Missouri. Well, I don't know.
She might be on vacation right now.
She's on vacation. Right now.
I was going to rat her out.
I was like, where is she?
It was to say, she, yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes you have to make tough choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's another episode.
Julie, you should be here, just saying. But, you know, people, you guys were looking for people to be on the crew, so you had enough. And mm-hmm. I remember last year, Liz was a quick add-on at the end. Mm-hmm. Megan and Haley were quick add-ons at the end. Like,
And again, and, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Those are amazing women. Yeah. They were incredible. I was so excited to see that. Well, Haley's not able to be here, but Brynn.
She's in class, so yeah.
Megan and, you know, it was great to...
And again, like to see again, trying to find them to now having a ample amount, you know, something that you can see the impact that it's having.
Yeah.
And to see that sort of grow into, you know, Kat's here, she's a junior in my program, mm-hmm. to, you know, Piper, who came out of nowhere a couple months ago.
Where did she come from?
She works for Alpha, you know, in Fayetteville.
That's right.
Yeah. So, like, and she only started a few months ago. So, like, mm-hmm. those are the things that I think
she
is so incredible. She is
a worker.
She's awesome.
Good at her job.
Her and BJ. I mean, BJ's been in the industry for 4 years. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. Like, it's just
we
crazy.
We lived in the same state, and I didn't know that.
Like,
we
just don't know. She is. She's a beast. She's awesome. She like, it's just incredible to see how again how much this means not just to you guys but our industry as a whole. You know, to see you know have those guys. You're so lucky to go. It's so awesome. Like, and then to be able to go to you know SFMA and talk about it at the presentation and see all those things. It's just incredible to see what you guys are accomplishing in what you're setting out to do. You know, and I think it's truly something that again. Is so empowering for everyone in our industry. So again, thank you for all of that.
Well, thanks for recognizing and you don't have to set out to be awesome every day. Just do your best.
Yeah. 100%.
It's, you know, hard.
Yeah. Is there anything you're looking forward to for the rest of the week and sort of being able to wrap up this year's Little League World Series and looking forward to the next one?
I'm looking forward to just our end of the day recaps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to a shower.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. That was the obvious.
I have enjoyed my showers at the end of the day since I got here.
A little bit of a leave with some ice water.
Yeah.
You
know? No, but the...
Yeah.
The networking that happens after the work is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where 100%. The friendships get made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We get some pretty serious games of Uno, and then I think what was the game Liz was playing? Something, some card game where they, I don't know. They slap hands or something. I have no idea. It looked violent.
Spoons?
Maybe.
I don't know.
No, it was like pizza, chicken. I don't know what she's gonna laugh. She's gonna laugh at this.
Some
no
random idea. Game that was created.
She's gonna laugh at this when she watches
They did the tortilla don't spit slap last year, too.
They did?
Oh, yeah. Nina and Kelly.
Wow.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah. They whacked each other with tortillas. It was pretty funny.
See, the way you get them to spit is you stand there and then you slap the person that's not in the game.
Oh,
and immediately the water just comes right out.
I just don't want to get smacked by a tortilla. It's not a life goal.
It's an intelligent thing, you know? Like, there's no need for that to happen, right?
No.
Yeah, I remember last year, it was the last night, and I was exhausted, and I just wanted to go to bed. I had a very early flight in the morning, and Nina's just like, no. You're staying down here in the hotel lobby with us. And I was like... She's like, I don't care.
But you're glad you did.
I had the absolute best night of my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget it. And I am so glad that I stayed.
I wore that friendship bracelet.
Yeah. I wore mine until mine fell off.
Stretched and fell off.
Yeah.
I still have it. We ended up
making friendship bracelets.
Yeah, we made friendship bracelets.
Hanging out with the younger kids. Mm-hmm. And
we We all drink from the same cooler. Yeah. Whether it's Capri Sun or whatever, you all drink because we're all equals. That's why we were trying not to be the young girls or the old girls.
Or the older girls. Yeah.
Notice how I said I'm not going to say the OG.
Yeah, we didn't want to do OGs and youngers.
Yeah, we're trying to. And I learned a lot then, too, like last year. Like, I'm trying this year not to be. We all have that leader where we just go and do. And I'm trying to remember and make a conscious effort this year to not just go and do, but to, hey, come with me.
Yeah, you know,
or you guys have any questions, or, you know, we put Liz on the home plate. And she's like, I don't know how to pack a home plate. And I'm like, you're gonna. So that kind of stuff.
She's lying. She knows how to pack a home plate.
she never done it here.
The truth comes out now.
Yes. She learned that two years ago.
But there's, you know, you've never done it here.
Yeah.
Is the clay different? You know, those all these things that you know from working in the industry for 19 billion years. The same thing that works here may not work in my state.
Or it might not work at ECU.
Yeah.
We all, and I think that's why we communicate so well as an industry of sports fields, is that we want each other to succeed. And we're willing, it's not just, I'm not going to tell you because that's my secret.
We want everybody to know.
This is what works for me. This may not work for you, but this is how I do it. And if I can help you be better, that's going to help us all be better.
Absolutely.
Because I definitely don't know everything.
I'm with you. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time. It's been phenomenal, and it's been so great to see you guys. So, again, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.